From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. As students across Birmingham return to classrooms after the winter break, schools must contend with the COVID-19 Omicron variant. With cases surging, WBHM's Kyra Miles heard from some parents who are frustrated with the response from school leaders.
As a physician and the mother of two kids, Julie Cantor-Washko thought it was clear what Homewood City Schools should do at the beginning of the semester, especially as the number of children being treated for COVID rises around the country.
I thought with this new surge, it would be fairly obvious that we would, of course, go back to requiring masks. I actually didn't contemplate at all that that wouldn't happen.
The district announced it would remain mask optional earlier this month and hasn't made any updates to their COVID policy since last fall.
And so I think now I'm just very frustrated.
She's not the only parent who feels that way. Some parents in Homewood, Hoover, and Vestavia Hills have been calling for mandatory masking, better social distancing, and ventilation. In Hoover, Stephanie Insminger wants better transparency about how decisions are made.
I'm disappointed about in the current superintendent is that in his communication, he seems much more concerned with upsetting anyone than he is with making the decision from a point of keeping our children safe.
A Hoover City School spokeswoman says the superintendent disagrees with that characterization. She adds administrators are monitoring cases and are prepared to change procedures if needed. Some school districts still require masks, such as Birmingham City Schools. But those which aren't are following guidelines laid out by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Alabama Department of Public Health. Currently, both of these health authorities strongly recommend masks in schools, but do not require them outside of school buses. Pascal Caputo has two children in the Vestavia Hills school system. One of them is immunocompromised.
Yeah, my fear is that if we maintain an optional mask policy, I think that it's very likely that we'll end up in a situation where we'll have to go back to virtual schooling. I don't think that's optimal for the children.
Some districts like Mountain Brook have already had to start the semester virtually due to staffing shortages. This may be the third school year affected by the pandemic, but figuring out how to do school in a pandemic is far from settled. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member reporting on education for WBHM. You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org.